Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show, where we check the pulse of Western Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. And today I'm joined by Nebraska freshman, the Big Ten freshman of the week, Wandale Robinson. How you doing, my man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I want to thank you for joining me. So talk to me real quick, because in our previous interview, you had just committed, and I asked you about Runza, and you hadn't had a Runza, and then you tweeted me like a couple months later that you finally had the Runza, but you never said if you liked the Runza a lot. What did you think of the Runza when you had it?
I liked it. It was actually one of those days that was really, really cold, so it was really, really cheap, too. So, but I really, really liked it. I got the one with cheese.
All right. Have you been back many times since?
I haven't been back there since probably the winter. Usually around the winter times, whenever we all go, because especially because they're cheap. So.
I got you. Okay. All right, so talk to me about your freshman season so far. You played multiple positions, from running back to wide receiver. They've used you in various different spots. And I'm curious about the running back spot specifically, because I enjoy watching you run between the tackles. Now, you're a fast guy, you're a quick guy, you know, maybe not the biggest guy in the world, but talk to me about the attitude that you bring when you run between the tackles, because you run with no fear in there.
I mean, it's just kind of the same way that I've been my whole life. I've been a running back. I've ran between the tackles my whole life as well. So really, it's just having that same mindset, just wanting to pick up yards. Every time I touch the ball, I want to score. So that's just the mindset that I have anytime I have the ball in my hands.
All right, so talk to me about playing multiple positions, because a lot of times, true freshmen, they're just trying to get lined up right, their head's spinning. They've been moving you all over the place. Has that been something that's taken a little bit of time to adjust to, or is that similar to what you did in high school?
It's similar to what I did in high school. It got to the point in high school where I was playing four different positions. I could line up to four different places in one series, whether that be running back, receiver. I was even playing walk-at quarterback in high school, lining up out wide and just doing different things like that. So whenever I got here, it was a pretty easy transition to be able to learn all the different positions and learning what I have to do at each position.
Now, I'm sure you enjoy all the positions. I don't doubt that. Do you have a position you maybe enjoy the most?
Not really. A lot of them, I feel like it's all the same, and it ends up being the same once you get the ball in your hand. So just trying to make things happen is what I really like to do.
So what's it been like coming in early on, making an impact, doing some different things, helping the team out early on in your true freshman season?
And it's been great. Just doing whatever I can to help the team win, and just Coach Frost and all the offensive coaches just tell me what my role will be that week, and whatever I have to do, I'll do for our team.
All right. Have you been confused at all? I mean, a lot of young guys, they do get confused in all these multiple formations. I know it's something you did in high school. Has there been a time when you've been like, man, this is a lot? Have you had a moment like that?
Not too much. A little bit early during spring ball and stuff, whenever I was thrown into the fire really, really early. But after that, it was all pretty easy, just studying my playbook and just making sure that I was on the same page as the coaches and on the same page with the quarterbacks and everyone else too. So it had been a pretty easy transition for the most part.
So talk to me about the catch you had. Noah Vedral gets you the ball to set up that field goal, and talk about the Northwestern game, talk about the emotions and just making that catch at the end of the game.
Well, the play was kind of a little switch rub route, and the corner had overlapped with our outside receiver, and I saw him go with him, and I was just hoping Noah was going to give me a chance, and which he did. So just glad I could make that play. And Northwestern, that was a really, really tough defense. They're really, really stout up front, obviously. It was really hard to score points on them. We only scored 13, but they're a really, really good defense. But luckily, we were able to come out with the win.
Talk to me about the emotions. You see the field goal go through. I mean, we've all probably seen the pictures since. I'm not sure how that thing didn't get blocked. It went right by, right through multiple Northwestern hands. Talk to me about the emotion of getting that win. It was weird. It almost felt like a must win. I know that's kind of weird to say at this point in the season, but it just kind of felt that way. So the emotions of, you know, Martinez goes down, you know, Moe suspended the first half of the game, JD goes down. Talk about getting that win, watching the ball go through, and showing the resiliency that this team did on Saturday.
I mean, it was big for us. We were excited, and then we were just feeling that, you know, anytime adversity strikes, we can overcome it and do whatever we need to do to come out with a win. That was a really, really tough fought-out game, and just everybody had to step up, and it was just kind of that next-man-up mentality, especially with Adrian going down and JD coming down. So,
what was Coach Frost's message after the game to you guys?
Obviously, we can be better, but he was just happy that we persevered and got through that game and came out with a win.
What's been his message so far this week as you guys get ready to go against an undefeated Minnesota team who's actually, you know, for those who pay attention to Vegas, about a touchdown favorite. So what's been his message so far this week as you get ready to face Minnesota?
It's a one-week season at this point now, especially this is our last game before the bye. So just given everything that we got throughout practice and then throughout the game, just given all the effort that we have, knowing that, next week they're going to rest us up and get us right for the week after.
Now, you got here early. You were one of the guys who was able to report early. You talked about spring ball earlier. So when I ask true freshmen this question, they don't have as much time at the university or with the program as you've had, but you still haven't been here for an extremely lengthy amount of time. What has surprised you the most since you walked on campus at Nebraska? What has been your biggest surprise, whether it be to college life, whether it be to college football, or whatever the case may be?
Just with how much time everything takes. Your day is usually covered with either school, meetings, practice, or something like that. So you really don't have much free time. Like in high school, whenever I had really one class a day my senior year, and so I had a lot of free time. So getting used to that was a little different.
So you mean, it's like 6 months ago. You mean that video that the NCAA Twitter account put out where guys would just, they'd go to practice and they'd have all this free time and all this fun. You mean that wasn't accurate? Are you telling me that wasn't true?
Oh, no, that was not true.
That was not true at all.
Nowhere near a college football life.
Yeah, that's why I got the backlash that it did. So, all right, so tell me about the thing. Now, we talked about the surprise. What have you enjoyed the most, all right, since being here at Nebraska, whether it's since the season started or whatever the case may be? What have you enjoyed the most?
Just being around all the people here in Nebraska. I mean, Nebraska's a great place. That's a really big reason why I chose to come here. Just the people around this place are great. They're going to help you in whatever way that you need. But that goes from just the citizens of Lincoln to the coaches to all the staff, the academic staff. Everybody around here just wants the best for you.
Now, obviously, you've done some things well so far. You can always get better. What's the biggest thing you'd like to personally improve on and work on going forward the rest of this season?
Just being a more complete player, being able to run a lot more routes and catching the ball at the receiver position a lot more, not just out of the backfield and catching little screens and things like that. So just being a more complete route runner and being a more complete football player all in general.
Now, I've heard a rumor you're one of the fastest guys on the team. I don't think that's going to shock too many people. But who is? Who is like the top three fastest guys on the team? And then could you rank them 1, 2, and 3?
That's tough. I'd say Ramirez up there, Ramirez Johnson. Deontay, he's obviously hurt, but he's up there as well. Luke McCaffrey, he's right up there with everybody too. In spring ball, whenever we were running, he was winning a lot of sprints as well too. So we have a lot of fast guys that can really, really run. We haven't really lined up everyone to race and see who was really the fastest.
Okay. Random question out of nowhere. A lot of times I'll ask this to linemen, but who's the strongest guy on the team?
The strongest. See, I don't really know too much with the linemen, but I know the Davis twins are really, really strong because they usually lift down further down than we do. But at the skill positions, Mike Williams is really, really strong. He's a small guy too, but he can move some weight whenever it comes to lifting weights.
Okay. Last couple questions here. Now, I know you said you like moving around. You're used to moving around. You don't really have a preference, running back, receiver. It's whatever they want you to do. So let me ask you this question. Would you prefer to catch a ball and run it in for a touchdown or take a handoff and run it in for a touchdown?
I like handoffs probably. You can once you get the ball in your hands, it's really all up to you what goes from there. And just kind of trying to make something happen, even if the play breaks down, just making something out of nothing. Just those type of plays that really make handoffs a lot better than catches.
All right, man. Good luck. Good luck the rest of the year. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red. And always remember,
throw the bones.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.